This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Are we sure Ursula's not a drag queen, though? Because I a little bit feel like they never totally acknowledged if she was or not.
You mean, not like I feel like in most movies, they never totally acknowledge if anybody's a drag
queen. That's true.
Like,
that's very true. It'd be weird if they did, I guess.
It's time for
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Punch Up the Jam. I'm not Miel.
I'm not Demi.
And together we are doing a podcast where we take songs. Preferably songs you know, but maybe we're introducing you to a song right before we rip it to shreds.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And then we do a little punch-up of it at the end of every episode.
By which we make it better sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes we just make it, you know.
Look, well,
the same.
We definitely remake it.
We spend a lot of time on it.
Yes.
Whether it's we're a good use of our time or not,
maybe it's
out.
Futile. You never know. You gotta wait an hour to see.
I'm just feeling like there's a presence here.
No, yeah, I feel a specter. A specter in the room.
And not like the Phil Spector kind, the good kind of specter.
Yes.
It's a music podcast. You gotta make a
stop bringing up Phil Spector. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from the Wild Horses podcast. You know her from the Wild Horses live show. Hell, you know her as a wild horse. It's Erin Whitehead.
Holy fuck. This is the song my Harold team used to come out on a stage to.
For real?
What?
This just made me so excited.
Yes.
I always heard, like, bring him out. I was like, oh my God.
Maybe we should just cancel the episode and you can do some long form improv by yourself.
By myself. I'd like a suggestion for a Harold. And then all your listeners turn off.
Wild Horses.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You have one of my favorite shows at UCB. I'm so excited that you agreed to do our silly little podcast.
Oh my God, I was dying to.
Yeah, baby.
I always want to be asked to do podcasts.
Really?
I love them.
I don't
really?
Know. Really?
Yes, really. I love doing podcasts.
Well, that's a delight.
You're a treat.
I have decided to stop doing a certain kind, which is the ones where they just ask you a bunch of personal questions. And,
yes.
And I'm like, why am I giving you of myself for a podcast that's shitty?
Right.
And also not on your own channel. Like, if you wanted to say that stuff, make a podcast, right?
Yeah, and if I wanted to say it, I would have an angle. Not my podcast is about your personal life.
Right.
Someone else's personal life.
Yeah.
Those podcasts also, it feels like people listening are going to be like, no one's listening just because they want to hear a bunch of general people's lives. So it's
right.
Like, oh, I'll click a podcast or an episode for someone who I have no idea who they are and just listen to them tell their story.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
And I might, because some of them are so personal, I'm like, I guess I'll listen to what someone else's answers were. But I felt so, during the last one I did, I wrote them and I was like, so you have to edit half of what we talked about?
I would too, honestly. You're brave to even go on them at all.
Well, I thought it would be fun, but they didn't make it fun.
They were just like,
names.
Go through your traumas in order.
You know I will after. Not one of my favorites.
So today we're doing, I think this is only the second hair rock. Can we call that hair rock?
Oh, this is peak hair rock.
Hair metal, right?
Hair metal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird calling it metal because in my mind, metal's so hard and this isn't hard.
I think that's what the hair is.
But it's hair metal,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so it's okay.
So,
it's Def Leppard and Poison and...
And then it softens it up with the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That's what I try to do with
my
own face.
It's conditioned hair metal.
It's like a hair mask metal.
Yeah.
When you mentioned what the podcast was, I was like going through songs I love.
Right.
First of all, I figured out that if you're looking for a song where the lyrics are bonkers, none of them are by women. Like, women are pretty straightforward and communicate well, which is a big surprise.
There's a reason why our numbers are so disproportionate of songs we punch up by men versus women.
They don't have...
Truly, I was like, yeah, I get what she's saying. Good analogy.
It's because if women go ridiculous with the lyrics, people are just like, this makes no sense. We can't put it out. But men, it's just like, people...
But he's got a dick. It's funny.
He's got a dick. It's pointing right at Jesse's girl.
I will say, too, part of my problem here was, I can't understand the lyrics to anything. Like, all my favorite songs I sing along to, and none of the words are right.
Yep.
So even when I was like, what songs do I know that are crazy? I was like, I have no idea. So, yeah, I went down a hair metal, trail and then found this song, and I was like, Jesus, I really had no idea.
It's nonsense. It's complete nonsense.
I'm so excited because I don't super know the song other than hearing it, at a strip club. or basketball game or in the movie Coyote Ugly. I really have no context for this song otherwise. So I'm actually be kind of learning about this
as we go through it. Is this like a theme for Coyote Ugly?
I didn't see that either.
I for some reason, really connected with Coyote Ugly and saw it many times when it came out.
Apparently this song is also a cornerstone of Rock of Ages.
Is it?
Yeah, and like Tom Cruise sings it.
I could see that. Yeah. This feels like a song that both as a character and acting and also as a human, Tom Cruise would connect with.
God, they must have made so much fucking money off this bonkers song.
Yes. Okay, so it came out in 1987. Obviously, the band is Def Leppard, and it's not spelled the way you think it is. In fact, it's, I don't even think I could try to spell this without looking at it.
I like that you thought it really was spelled D-E-A-F as in a leopard that can't hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. It's not even leopard. It's not even the animal. It's L-E-P-P.
I think it's shortened for deaf. It's what?
L-E-P-P-A-R-D. It's not even leopard. It's leopard.
Weird to me because it's deaf like in the hip hop sense. So I'm just like, is it just like a very cool leopard? Or are they just like, no, everything is spelled wrong?
Or is it definitely a leopard, but like they didn't have time?
It is for sure a leopard.
Deaf a leopard. A
lot of great questions being asked here. Couldn't find any answers to any of these things. I will say that there are two intros to the song, depending on the version you listen to.
Yes. This was confusing and frustrating for me.
I had a feeling this would not be fun for you. The studio version has Step Inside, Walk This Way, You and Me, Babe, Hey, Hey.
I think I know that one.
Yeah.
And then just cuts to the guitar. But the single version has Love Is Like a Bomb.
Love is like a bomb, a bomb, a bomb, a bomb.
Oh, actually, like those both sound right.
Right?
I don't know. I think it's like a choose your own adventure
that
story.
That one's weird, too, because that's also just the next line of the studio version.
Yep. Huh. Yep. I have so many fun tidbits about this. The inspiration for the song is very obvious once you know it, but I don't think I ever would have put it together.
Yeah.
Do you know that cartoon band, The Archies? They had that song, Sugar, Sugar.
Yeah.
So like the last chunk of that song, they actually just say, pour a little sugar on me, baby. I think you have a clip of it.
I do. Like the summer
sunshine, pour your sweetness over me. So there you go, pour the sweetness over me. Said in an interview, he's like, I listened to that song and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna just take that and make an entirely new thing out of it.
He said at least the subconscious inspiration for the song.
That is yet another song I only know the chorus of.
Yeah. Right.
Probably from movies.
Right. It's nothing you've like ever sat down and actually listened to, but you also know it.
Yeah.
I read that apparently Pour Some Sugar on Me was not immediately a hit. Apparently it wasn't even good enough to be released as the first single on the record. And then it became a hit. This is a quote. Because strippers in Florida started requesting it on the local radio stations.
God bless strippers in Florida.
How do they know it was strippers requesting it?
I have no idea, but the guy says it had a second lease of life.
Hi, I'm a stripper, and I just wanted to request a song. Like, you know how people always say their job when they call into a radio?
Yeah, I'm a bank teller, and I would love to hear that new Archie's hit.
That sounds like some DJ was like, you know these bitches are strippers.
You know, I just heard a great song. It's like, you're a stripper, right?
Oh, no, I'm not. In this case, they were actually right, though, I guess. Because if you think about it, it is kind of the undeclared stripping anthem, right?
It is.
Yeah, but you can't hear it and not want to just rip your shirt off.
I feel like there are stripper anthems for every decade. And this is definitely, like, the peak stripper anthem.
I feel like this is the one number one.
All time?
Well, what was the 90s?
I can't think of another
one. What was the 90s stripper anthem?
My favorite stripper anthem is probably Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
You stripped at Torn?
No.
Girl, I want to see that strip show.
That I saw a man by two lines.
Did you hear Torn's a cover? Fucked me up.
Yeah, I found that out when it came out.
Oh,
so
really?
I just had some time to get used to it.
No, I'm still reeling.
I'm just now finding this out, and I'm going to be a wreck by the end of this show.
The guy says, I still get a buzz from it. And so, this is a quote, for some bizarre reason in America, women seem to feel compelled to take their shirts off when we play it.
No, they're fucking paid to because you're in there with your hand down your pants. Asshole. I love the male perspective on stripping. Yeah. Oh no, women are just compelled to undress in front of me in a place that I went to that they seem really depressed that I paid to get into.
I'm just giving them money because it feels nice, but they were going to do it anyway for me.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised if that was most men are like, it's so fucking crazy, man. Every time I walk into a strip club, they just fucking take their clothes off. They can't help it when I walk in.
I don't get what it is about women, man. They just like really like being naked. It's wild.
It's the clothes. They're allergic to them.
Yeah, he definitely thinks that, because he goes on to say, as soon as you play it in front of an audience who are into it, it makes all the difference. Because in the rehearsal room, it's really fucking boring.
As soon as you play it in front of an audience that likes it, it's crazy how people like it.
He's exposing himself.
This is a seems a description of every song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing I'll say about it, before we just get into it. And this, woo, this, if you want to talk about the male gaze, all right. Elliot says that, I think we once had a competition backstage to actually, like, pour a pound of sugar over some girl's head.
What was the contest?
It was like a radio. I think they were like, ooh, we're actually going to pour sugar on
her. Yeah, but how did you win?
That is a great... I'm not even sure if it was a win or if it was like a poor PA. I have no idea.
They got to the end of it and they just rang a bell and they're like, you did it! You poured sugar on her!
Okay, wait. It goes on. The poor girl's head who had been saturated in hot water. So this is like a modern tar and feather? Like, I don't know what the fuck happened in this room.
Why did... So it would stick to her hair?
I know. It was written into the contract that it had to be done.
Probably so it would melt and look like cum.
Oh, no. I hate that. That's probably true. Yeah. But like granular cum. I'm just confused who was like, yeah, that's what cum looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's not what cum looks like.
Yes, it is. Let's not lie.
He did say, though, that she seemed to enjoy it from what I can remember.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then he added laughing. You know, sugar is better than coal.
From his experience in dumping coal over women with hot water on their heads.
Pour some coal on my head.
Wow. Hot water first.
Now you said Elliot. Who the fuck is Elliot?
I think it's the last name of the singer.
Elliot Smith.
It's Joe Elliot.
Then he killed himself.
He felt very bad about
it. He was like,
I
can't believe I said that.
Going into the song, I just feel like that's information you should know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's
going to really recontextualize this if we have to think about them actually pouring sugar on someone.
No, he did say it's a metaphor for whichever sexual preference you care to enjoy.
What?
But shrouded in enough metaphor to make the song safe for radio and MTV.
Pour some sexual preference on me?
I told you, right, that I Googled the meaning. Someone had analyzed it. Am I allowed to say that? Or
yes, you can.
Okay. So it's about going into those peep booths where you pay quarters and the window opens and you see the woman undressing and then it closes and you have to keep putting quarters in.
Those are real?
I've been in one. I loved it.
Oh my God.
In San Francisco, when I was in college, five of my friends and I, so there were like six or seven of us, went into one booth that's big enough for one guy, which is sticky, by the way. It's the most disgusting thing.
Ew.
This was before my germ thing really kicked in.
And was this perhaps how it kicked in?
Possibly, yeah.
Starting off your germ phase.
We all got herpes that day. You put a quarter in, or how many quarters in, and this little window opens, and there's a woman who's like she's on like a round sort of like platform dance floor, so there's windows all around. So you can look across and see men jacking off in other little windows. And she thought we were so fucking funny. Like, she would, like, come over to our window and just laugh. Like, because we're like, the cutest little 21-year-old faces, like, jammed against this window. Six of us. like, boys and girls laughing. And she just thought it was the funniest thing. And then we kept being quarters.
So you paid her and you weren't a gross, perverted old man.
No, I'm sure she was like, thank God.
What a joy. You probably made her weak.
I hope so. Well, also, God, I hope that didn't make her weak. But yeah.
It's not a two-way mirror? I mean, a one-way mirror? I would have assumed.
They don't put much money into these places. What? No, you guys, we could see male faces and they were all like slack.
I thought the whole thing was the voyeurism.
Questions now. Just is there a dedicated place for this, or is it like in the back of a video store or the back of a strip club or something?
No, it's a peep show. That's what
it's called, a peep show?
That is what a peep show is, apparently.
I'm so young and naive. Yeah. I don't know any of this.
Well, I don't even know if they exist anymore. To me, this was like, even then, this was like, I don't even know, in the 90s or, no, I'm not that old. It was in the 2000 somethings, but like, it felt like a throwback even then.
Yeah.
Like it did.
It feels like a 70s perv thing.
Yeah.
Like glory holes, peep shows.
And it being San Francisco, I feel like that's very likely. Like it was like vintage porn.
Yeah. There was like an old Merkin stuck to the floor. Just glued.
Yeah. For decor.
Oh boy. That feels like a great time to the song, because I'm guessing that song was playing at some point that night in that room.
Who knows? Yeah.
I hope it was just the chorus on loop. Like every time you have open the door, just start to pour some, and then close it. Pour some.
I thought it's like a diorama in Disneyland ride. You know, it's like, oh, look at this scene. Like that's what I imagined a peep show.
It honestly is.
Yeah.
And like actually, now that I'm remembering it, it wasn't not anything like that. It wasn't stripper music. It was almost kind of like a slow melodic thing. And she was kind of like she just like walk around and dance a little, and she's very bored and like.
It's look at this stuff.
It was that. It was look at this stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like this fantasy version, which is like Disney World, but for perverts. I will definitely go there.
As opposed to regular Disney World.
Is that not for perverts?
No, it is also.
It is also. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's get into the fucking tune, dude. Step inside. Walk this way. You
and me, babe. Hey, hey. These. He's like putting on this very gravelly affectation to his step inside.
And you can hear it.
Yeah.
You can hear that.
They all had to, because I don't think they really had good voices. I am learning this in having to perform Bon Jovi. I have to just do scraggly.
Wait, he can sing though, right?
Bon Jovi can, but I can't hit those notes.
Oh, but like these guys though, step inside. Like that's not even a voice.
No.
No, but they're all gravelly. It's kind of crazy.
It's very funny, especially when the like quartet comes in. It's just like, a lot of people walk this way.
Yeah, they're like, we're not Queen, but we're going to pretend we are.
You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Obviously, with the nostalgia factor, we're like, yeah, Pour Some Sugar on Me is about to play. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to imagine like a first listen when this came out, just being like, what the fuck? It just came on the radio. Step inside. Like, I'd be frightened, genuinely. Yeah.
I feel like I'd be immediately into it. To me, it's so catchy.
You're like,
it is intriguing. I'm just like, what is this about to be?
It really opens up the door of possibilities, too, on songs that could just tell me to come into the song.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Hey, don't turn it off. The song's coming up, and it's, that's the front of the song. Yeah,
it's don't touch that dial.
Yeah, it's like the Once Upon a Time of hair metal.
I love and respect any song that starts without the music, because it's like, we're trying to get you, and then we'll introduce what the song is going to be.
Yeah.
So it could change immediately, and you'll be like, oh, no, I don't like that at all. I just like the vocal.
I just like to be yelled at.
Yeah.
And like the really like old prospector type of voice.
Walk this way!
Step right up!
It really does have a carnival feel. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are we going, bud? Whoa! There is something sexy about this.
Yep.
Now, what is it?
No. See, that voice is the opposite of
living
what it started
like
with.
A lover with a red iPhone is what I heard.
So
limited edition Bono one.
They're into charity.
Okay, we have to talk about that music to begin with.
I wonder if, is it a sexy song or is it just so aligned with, yeah.
No, it's sexy.
It's sexy, right? It's that bass. It's like,
I came.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Was it granular?
Ew!
Why? Let's get. Oh, okay, Little Miss. I talk about edging every podcast.
Yeah, edging is not sexy. That's the whole point.
Wait.
Fair.
Oh God, what is edging?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
It's
where you deliberately don't come for as long as you can.
Oh, like I thought it was gonna be way worse than that.
No, that's what I'm saying. See, not gross.
Are you Christian?
No, I just think it's funny.
She's just pro edging.
To me, it sounds like something that Christians would do.
That's what I thought. I think on one podcast episode, I was like, it's a Mormon thing. And I cut it out because it's totally not a Mormon thing. It's not at all. It's just like a sexual thing. But anyway, yeah, it's a lot like edging. Thank
Great.
You.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That bass, though, it does feel like it's seducing you in a weird way. It's like, moo.
It does feel like a bunch of people on like a factory floor, like welding.
Yeah, and they just threw their gloves off.
Yeah.
And like they're unbuttoning. Well, I just went back to stripping. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the beginning of a Thunder Down Under routine, essentially.
And it probably is.
Love is like a bomb, baby. Come on, get it on.
Wait, nope. Already lost me. You want to get a bomb on?
Yeah.
You want to turn a bomb on.
Your love is like a bomb.
Well, you do explode at the end.
Yeah.
But is that you would? I'm just confused here. Bombs, I feel like you don't want to explode, right?
Unless you have set the bomb.
But I mean, is want really part of a bomb's vocabulary?
Or
it's just gonna happen.
It's true. Okay, so he's the bomb's own perspective. The bomb, we have to assume the bomb wants to blow up.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to assume his bomb is the dick. The dick is the bomb.
The
dick is the bomb and the bomb is a dick.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so the dick bomb's gonna blow up. Sure, okay. Love is like a bomb, my dick is a bomb.
My dick is like a bomb, babe. It's coming.
I'm gonna do this show the opposite where I defend everywhere.
I love this.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just mock trial for a song. Living like a lover with a radar phone.
Okay. What's a radar phone?
Apparently, it's a reference to the song Radar Love.
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
Do you know that one?
No.
Okay. Well
I mean, if you played it, I might, but I certainly don't know it by title.
I'm going to guess it's
like a lover with a radar phone.
Radar phone!
So here's the thing. I don't I can't be bothered to Google or fact check anything. So I'm going to assume a radar phone is like a Doppler, heat radar, something. It's reading some signal. Okay. Yes. Sure. And it's also a phone. So he's just like leading with his dick to find someone to have sex with? Or what are we doing?
Living like a lover with a radar. Maybe.
I see. So the lover has this radar thing and it's like, where's my sex bomb?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, just one small take. Can't say definitively. Are you Googling it?
Yeah. This line is a reference to the 1970s song Radar Love by Golden Earring. That didn't give me anything.
Yeah, no. And I don't know why you would suddenly reference a song.
I love,
it's weird.
I think I love in rap when they just make references to other songs, because it feels like when you watch a Marvel movie and it's like, well, that's a reference to like three other ones.
The Captain America shield is like in the background of the shot. Yeah,
that's what
is. Okay, all right.
It's like, we got to go listen to that entire song to figure out what this one line means.
Nice shout out to his friend, I presume.
Well, you guys could do a spinoff episode and make somebody analyze that song after this.
There you go.
But now we're just making work for ourselves.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
I mean, you already do the podcast.
Yeah.
You've got a point.
Just force somebody into this song.
Yep. Okay, sure.
That's true. Looking like a tramp, like a video game. Demolition woman, can I be your man? All right, I think I'm into it now.
I know. It's really, really good. Like, yeah. I don't care what the lyrics
it's
are.
It's winning me over with the, like, weird construction vibe.
Yes.
Why does it feel like I'm on a construction site?
Yeah, Militian Woman.
Well, but then they, woo, yo.
It like, feels like it's just a bunch of, like, very strong men just, like, hitting giant mallets onto, like, T-beams and just, like, doom, doom, boom. Yeah. Dun, dun,
yes, exactly. You're good. Exactly. Yeah. Now, I'm thinking the same thing, and I can't explain why.
I don't either.
What is it that makes me feel like this is YMCA, but actually just the construction guy and all of his buddies?
It's the metal.
It's the metal.
It's the metal.
That's what the hair metal is. It's not metal as in the music. It's
rebar.
Yes.
Okay. What did he just say?
He said, looking like a tramp, like a video vamp, demolition woman, can I be your man?
He called her a tramp.
And then asked, can I be your man?
Okay, I've read too many things about what tramp's supposed to mean. Lady and the Tramp. Tramp originally, in my understanding, correct me please, like, that's why the lady is a tramp. It's like she's like independent, strong-willed, free-thinking woman. Was that originally what it meant?
I always thought the original version was like the Charlie Chaplin, like, hobo.
Yeah, that's what I always imagined too.
Well then, what the fuck? Okay, because the lyrics of that song are like, I get too hungry for dinner at 8. What? I never bother with people I hate.
What
that's
song is
why
this?
The lady is a tramp.
Oh, I thought you were singing from Lady and the Tramp, and I was like, God, I don't remember that part.
And then she's like, I love the free, fresh wind in my hair, life without care.
How do you know all these lyrics without singing them? For me to remember the lyrics of a song, I'd have to sing them. I could never just recite them.
It's hard not to. I'm just like, I'll get too hungry for dinner at 8. You guys don't know this song.
I've never heard the song in my life.
I'm sure I do. But
Like Frank Sinatra and people, it's a standard. Like,
oh, Frankie.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Yeah, no, I know. I've heard it. I've just never heard it spoken.
I'm just kind of a poet, you know, like bringing new life to things. And then later it was used to be like a slut, right? Like,
sure,
like a
hoe.
But for a guy, right?
I thought as a hobo it was male, and then like as a like loose woman it was a female thing.
Huh.
So the etymology of tramp is just very all over the place.
Yes. And now it's like just short, it's slang for trampoline.
Yeah, you want to come over and do some tramp?
I just bought a mini tramp. I regret it.
Or for fun?
For workout.
Oh, that's less
I bounced
fun.
On it 3 times yesterday and my back hurt.
But doesn't it make working out? Or just like 3 single bounces and you're like, oh God.
Literally, I was like, my spine, I can't.
Crazy idea. Just keep it. But now it's not for working out. It's just for fun.
Oh, but it hurts my back.
Well, okay.
Then sit on it and make someone crack the egg.
I'm not in college. I'm not in fucking college. Again, you guys are too fucking young. Okay. I have a fucking apartment with real furniture. I don't want a trampoline unless it's for a purpose.
What if you use the trampoline to bounce stuff across the room? Like, instead of I want to put this mug in the sink, you toss it on the trampoline and then bounce it into the sink.
I don't live in a dorm.
You can bounce stuff in an apartment.
I know what apartment you guys are picturing. You're picturing all those fucking UCB guys' apartments where you go in and there's like a pube so long you didn't think it could fucking exist on the sink somehow.
Yep.
I'm not imagining that, and now I can't stop imagining that.
Those are people who bounce shit off their trampolines.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry we thought so little of you. I do apologize on behalf of
thanks.
The podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so he's probably saying it in the context of like sexy lady.
Yeah.
Like, but she's a little like slutty.
She's looking like a slut, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
So she's got like a big cheetah jacket on, like fishnets and like red lip. She's like,
demolition woman?
Yeah, she has a hard hat on.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not the men working on this construction site.
The one lady.
Yeah.
She's very strong.
She's like unraveling like that little string connected to a bunch of dynamite, and she's like ready to set it off.
Yeah, she's covered in dirt.
She's gonna blow up his bomb.
Ooh, yes! His dick. Yes. Okay. Yeah. She's the contractor. He's the bomb dick. This makes sense now.
I hope they signed all the forms so there's no OSHA violations in this sexual encounter.
OSHA, deep cut there.
Is OSHA a deep cut?
I wouldn't have been able to pull that. Okay.
Well, I'm thinking about OSHA all the time.
I just think it's part of the word ocean. I don't know what we're talking about.
It is.
Great.
I love the harmonies
the
on
harmony.
The
harmony.
Yeah,
the harmony kills me every time.
Yeah,
it's so high.
Yeah,
you honestly don't need the lyrics to be anything if you can't understand them. No. I didn't understand a single word.
And it's not like anyone walks around singing the lyrics to this song. It's just the chorus. The chorus is the fun part. The chorus is the part that everyone cheers along with.
And it's almost the phrasing more than the words, because you're like,
yeah,
you don't need words.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
It reminds me a lot of the song that we did a few weeks ago, The Look.
Oh, yeah, the Roxette song. Yeah. Similar era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think these were like a year or three apart.
I don't think the late 80s were like mainstream-wise anyways big time into lyrics.
No.
Although we're not now either. Like, I think it comes in waves.
Lyrics are overrated.
Psy, Gangnam Style. Did you know the words of that?
Oh, yeah. Open Gangnam Style.
All the words?
Oh, okay. No.
I just flashed to you going to other countries and being like, they all just speak gibberish. It's so cute. Like, they don't feel the need to have meanings for anything.
It's so funny. They're like birds. They just make sounds.
You come back from like a trip to Mexico and you're just like, I just saw the craziest thing. They have an entirely different version of every Enrique Iglesias song. They just get rid of all of the lyrics.
That's true. I've had a very hard life. A lot of mind-blowing experiences. No, I don't think they super matter, but I also desperately want to know what he's saying, because in my head, I'm imagining that he's like a cartoon dragon, because that's what he sounds like to me.
Razzling a dazzling a flesh a little light.
Yeah, he's like saying a spell to a child.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're like, meet me out by the wishing well with three jelly beans.
What?
I don't know. It's just what I'm guessing he's saying.
Sure.
But then also it's like in the context of a construction site. It's very confusing imagery in my head right now. So what does he actually say?
Razzle and a dazzle and a flash a little light.
He does not say razzle dazzle.
Razzle and a dazzle and a flash a little light.
He says razzle dazzle in a hair metal song.
They were just like, this sounds, the rhythm of this is cool.
Give him the razzle dazzle. Okay.
And then he says, television lover, baby, go all night.
Sometime, that's the video vamp. Okay.
I guess.
She looks like a video vamp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little Miss Innocent Sugar Me. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was implying she was a virgin.
I don't think. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp.
No. The last line.
Little Miss Innocent Sugar Me. Maybe.
No, I feel innocent. Like that's an attitude. Like, Little Miss Innocent to me describes someone, the way someone is acting.
I don't know what a dick is.
Like, I've never heard anyone be like, have you had sex or are you a Little Miss Innocent?
I think you might be right about that. Yeah, it feels better.
The Little Miss feels very flirtatious.
Yeah, okay. You're right. He's like, anal? I don't know what that means.
Oh, you're a Little Miss Innocent, are you?
Yep. I just love Sledgehammer. They're not contradictory.
Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet.
Is that sex?
I have to assume every instance of sugar in this song is going to be sex, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So he's down to bone whenever.
Anytime.
Uh-huh.
Just a very quick, like, forget what I said, anytime is cool.
That makes sense. Sometime, anytime.
Yeah.
Sure.
What is razzle and a dazzle and a flash a little light?
I feel like that must be, like, when the... And I'll go back to what the song was about. Sure. When the window opens, you must get like a razzle, a dazzle, a flash. Like it's like suddenly there's light in your little room. And then it's like, whoosh, close. Because you only get like a minute, maybe less.
Or if it's a guy, in my head, it's a guy stumbling upon a construction site where this lady foreman is just destroying this place, doing a great job. And he's asking her to flash him. He's like, give me a little razzle dazzle. Or he's going to flash her.
He's asking her to So it's like a reverse cat call. It's like a construction lady being catcalled.
By a passerby
Wow.
And he's like, show me your boobs. Or he's like, I'll show you my dick, razzle dazzle.
Is so that more progressive than the stereotype? Or no, just as equally bad?
It's not progressive. It's just
an idea. Just a thing.
Yeah.
And you're going literal demolition. I'm still going figurative.
I'm just for funsies.
Yeah, I hear you. I think because you got so, you, like, what you're seeing in your mind, you're like, it is literal. And I'm not. Like, I'm seeing whatever his name is. Who's Def Leppard?
Joe Elliott Smith.
That's what I'm seeing.
I love that Miel is going with, like, here's the music video of it in my head. And you are like, here is what they were trying to say.
I know. I'm, like, completely in defense of the song. It makes complete sense. It's just a guy singing about what he wants.
So far, it's holding up both ways.
Also, the music, I mean, I hate that I like it because his voice is so silly. But when they go, whoa, I'm so in.
It's so funny to me just because, like, they start with the step inside. And then immediately just like, no, we just have these very high voices. And then they go into that harmony where it's just like, what do you want to do vocally on this track?
And we're about to get to, like, where it really starts.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Harmony, right?
Yeah! It's so good.
And I like that he says, in the name of love. Like, he's making love.
Yeah.
He is.
It seems like an afterthought, though. It's like, let's fuck in the name of love.
Yeah, I mean, that's more realistic, but...
I don't know anything he said. Other than pour some sugar on me, I have no idea a single word.
So, take a bottle, shake it up, break the bubble, break it up.
What?
I believe, if I recall my Googling, this is about heroin.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
What a...
Break the bubble is like you flick it to make sure you don't put air in
oh
your vein.
Oh my God, of course. Yeah. Of course it is.
What a weird diversion for the pre-course.
Well, I think he's doing heroin and then he's going to peep show.
Wait, so he's not even having sex?
He might. Well,
I think he wants to.
Wait, is heroin the sugar then?
Oh, maybe heroin was a sugar.
And they just said it was about sex because it was less provocative than heroin.
It's sex.
It must be one of those double entendres like Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Yeah.
We really got to have a segment on the show of, is it about sex or is it about drugs? Because almost
every 80s song.
Every 80s song.
They both do the same thing for you, right?
Sure. Both make you come.
I mean, I don't know. I've never done drugs or had sex.
They make you come.
Good for you.
Good for you. Little Miss Innocent over there.
No, virgin.
Thank you.
Sorry, yeah. You're not innocent.
It's not an attitude. Right. This is really who she is.
In my head, I assumed that my idea I thought was crazier, but now hearing heroin, that's way crazier. I thought it was a Molotov cocktail and they were going to burn down the construction site.
I'm glad that we're staying literal. Good.
In your little interpretation, yeah. This is them going, she didn't flash me. We got to burn this fucking
place
down.
No. Now she's on board. It's like they're like rebels together on the run.
Okay. So it's like a Bonnie and Clyde thing. And now they're like, let's burn down your place
your
of
work.
Employment.
Yeah. I feel like we'll go to watch the music video and you'll be 100% right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it actually.
I know, but I bet as we're like making fun of her and then we go and we're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, like word for word.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you shake? You shake a Molotov cocktail before you light it, right?
No.
You gotta get the thing wet.
No, what?
I've only made Molotov cocktails in Last of Us.
I think you're thinking of almond milk.
An almond milk Molotov
cocktail.
That
you gotta shake up.
I was thinking of White Russians. Yeah, you're right. That's my bad.
Which you also do
that
shake
you
up.
Get a White Russian with almond milk. That's the most millennial thing I've ever heard.
Sorry. Caught me.
I was lucky enough to find the acapella for this part, which I'm glad because we can hear the harmonies very clearly.
Thank you, God.
They are great.
Beautiful.
Shake it up. Break the bubble. Break it up.
Wow!
What does this guy's voice sound like to you?
It doesn't sound like a person. It sounds like a cartoon.
Yes.
It does sound cartoon.
Does it sound like a specific cartoon?
I'm thinking. It's there.
Oh, you have a specific in mind?
Yes.
It does sound like someone.
It sounds so much to me like Cartman.
Yes! I was thinking South Park, but I couldn't figure out who. Yeah. I was thinking Timmy.
Take a bottle. Ah! Shake it up.
Oh my God. Now that you've said that, I can't unsee it.
Break it up.
They also, every single word they say, they end with a.
So are there three people on that harmony?
I think so.
Because we could do it right now.
Oh my god. All right. Who's going high, Cartman? Who's going middle?
I'll go middle.
I don't know all three parts.
I'll go high.
Tell you what.
It sounds like
everybody just do what you feel.
Okay. Ready?
What are the words that we're singing?
Break it up, right?
Take a bottle, shake it up, break the bubble, break it up.
Okay. Ready? I already forgot them.
Okay. Ready? 2, 3, 4.
Take a bottle. Break it up. Break the bubble. Break it up.
Pour
some sugar on me. Get it.
Wow, just as good.
Just as good.
I'm gonna do some EQ on that.
Throw that through auto-tune. We got a record, baby.
We got a record. We're the new Archies. Does it remind you of any other song? Because it reminds
me of We Will Rock You. Every time I listen to this, it reminds me of We Will Rock You.
It does kind of, yeah.
What is it for
does
you?
Does it remind you? I love that when you're like, I have an idea, you're like, oh, yeah, ask this question. We're like, do you want to say
riddle
something?
Me this.
You
want, looking for a setup.
Well, half of podcasting is just
you
setting
color?
You up to answer my question.
Yeah.
What is it yours?
It reminds me, I just made a mashup of it.
Oh, good one.
Isn't it?
That makes me so sad.
Why? Besides the fact that the Weezer song is not very good.
Well, that's the first reason.
Sure.
But also because it sounds exactly like
Beverly Hills.
I'm really impressed with you. That
Thank
was,
you so
that
much.
Was some extracurricular.
Do you want to start an a cappella band with me that's like Pitch Perfect but just us?
Yes. And we only cover this song and Beverly Hills.
Are you in character or no?
No, we're just us.
You're
just us.
Okay. Yeah.
2, 3. Take a bottle.
I don't know.
Was that La La Land?
I don't know. I was just giving you a beat.
I love it. It's improv a cappella.
With no warm up.
Who needs warm up when you're this good?
That's the only line I know in the whole song.
Same. I was like singing along and I was so proud of myself.
I'm hot, sticky, sweet from my head to my feet.
I mean, if we're just talking about sugar, it makes sense, but obviously we're not.
Yeah.
I'm confused though about the pour the sugar metaphor. I'm trying to really think about what he's actually talking about.
I guess if it's heroin pouring through your veins.
That makes sense.
Give me heroin, please.
But then it's also about a sex booth. I don't know.
Let me into the booth.
Because the interview I saw, and maybe this is bullshit, they said it's just metaphor for sex. Like, however you want to have sex.
That was what was at the beginning of the article I saw. And then someone was like, here's what that bonkers lyrics are truly referring to.
Oh, shit.
But it was just somebody speculating. It wasn't him.
I mean, it makes more sense than what they said. Because I'm trying to think about how this would equate to sex. And I'm like, pour sugar on you. Okay, so do you want me to sit on your face?
Maybe this is like written by someone who does not know what sex is. And it's just like, look, we want to make a hit. You got to talk about sex
to
make a hit.
Sex is a lot like when you buy a 5-pound bag of white sugar. And then you just dump it.
It's not far from bags of sand now that you're talking about
yeah.
it.
I mean, maybe after menopause. But
every
like,
time I have
now?
Sex, I dunk my head into a bowl of warm water, mm-hmm. and then we pour sugar on each other.
Yeah. Coke could be. I don't know. But heroin makes more sense.
Pour some Coke on me.
I mean, it was the cocaine 80s. It
was the cocaine 80s.
I feel like maybe you did a line and then sex. I'm like, yeah, that's the pour the sugar and then we fuck. But
that would make sense with Come On, Fire Me Up and I Can't Get Enough.
Yeah.
He's addicted.
Or maybe he's like, maybe I'm going to stop. This is going to get too gross.
Have we not reached that threshold?
We did actually. I think we got about 1 minute.
Oh, I know where you're going,
cum.
And I'm going to. Yeah.
You think he's dehydrating her cum and then using it as cocaine?
Is that what you're dehydrating her cum?
Yeah.
He's taking
you know.
The panty scrapings and snuffing them. Nope, it's not what I was going to say.
Ew.
I told you it was going to get too gross.
Aww.
You can bleep that.
I won't.
And what I won't. I was actually thinking that he wants to be slimed, so to speak.
Slime time.
Slime town. He wants, like, you remember, like, Nickelodeon slime?
Yeah.
But with her juices.
What does your vagina do?
it's not what it does. It's one of the limits of the female form. You know what I mean? How far? I don't know what kind of sex he has. Could be. Maybe he's doing edging.
I don't think so, because then there would be no sugar to pour.
Well, I mean, depends on what we're saying sugar is.
Yeah.
Snail trail or is it juice?
You've said snail trail multiple times.
So
on
many
this
times
show.
That I'll never have sex again.
Well, if there's one thing I want you to take away from this podcast is don't ever have sex again.
Yeah, this is really...
I'm doing my part to decrease the overpopulation problem. You're welcome.
You analyze a song about sex, you never have sex again. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like seeing how the sausage is made and then where it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
In my mouth.
Next clip. I want to play it again now thinking of it as just like...
This ghost from the 80s, they're like... Aah!
It's a ghost on the construction site. All the construction workers are going like, hey, like yeah. They want their unionizing.
The construction site they just burned down with a Molotov cocktail.
Right.
That's the ghost.
Oh, so it's the ghosts of the factory fire.
And incidentally, there was someone in there when they burned it down.
Okay, well, Let's hear those ghosts. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's
it's
not
so
how lights
funny.
Work.
Like listening to this with you guys, I'm realizing like I grew up on this song, so I'm not hearing ghosts and things. Like I'm just like, yeah, this is normal. And I was like, this is like when I showed my friend Armageddon, and she within 30 seconds goes. It's one of my favorite movies, by the way. And she goes, oh, my God, they have to remake this. This is insane. This is so funny. And I was like, we're turning it off. Stop.
It made me cry real hard for what it's worth. So.
Armageddon?
Real
I feel
hard.
You on Armageddon.
I've only seen the Animal Cracker scene.
Oh, my, come on.
You got to watch it start. Now,
let's go see it in theaters.
I will say it's a little
bit. Where?
Petition a theater to play.
It's got a lot of problematic people involved at this point, but yeah, just
sure.
Watch it anyway.
What movie doesn't?
I mean, it's... But I really am trying to avoid them now, which means I watch very little.
Mm. Yeah.
But this one, I would just pretend Bruce Willis is not a Republican and pretend Ben Affleck is not,
it's
an
not
assaulter.
Sure,
and
pretend
watch
Michael
it.
Bay
yeah.
is not involved at all.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. His camera work really is. It's incredible.
That explosion. Michael Bay written all over that.
It's a Criterion movie.
I want to say about these lyrics... Red light, yellow light, green light, go. Not how traffic lights work in America. Anyway.
It is. No, you're right.
They go green, yellow, red. I mean, in Europe, they do go yellow first in some countries.
Oh, so maybe it's in... Let's
and
stop
actually,
getting
and
so...
they're English.
Maybe
they're English.
He was on tour when
they're
he wrote
English?
This.
Def Leppard's English.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is really fucking me up.
What did you think they were?
Pour America. Some sugar on me.
Maybe
in the name of love.
See, it's deceiving that they didn't sing it like that.
That is true.
Don't put on an American accent.
I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my hands to my feet.
I'm expecting more English, like, just like, ooh, like I'm some tea.
I'm bloody going to come now.
It feels like Mary Poppins when you sing it like that. Like a spoonful of sugar is all I'm thinking
just
about.
Just a spoonful of sugar makes me come in my pants.
A spoonful of sugar makes me come in my pants? Great. I hope that's in the new Mary Poppins.
Emily Blunt. That feels like it's got her written all over it.
I am pretty excited for that.
Oh, I pour some sugar right on my...
My clit.
My clit.
Rub it in.
Oh.
I'm going to get a yeast infection.
Hey, worth it.
This is horrible for
what
my candida.
What accents are these?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm doing Eliza Doolittle. I don't know.
Yeah. Rain in Spain falls mainly on my... Vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina. I don't think I've ever tried to say that in an
vagina.
Accent. Vagina. My vagina.
Vagina.
I'm really sorry to all our British listeners if you couldn't even attribute
hey,
this to being a British
accent.
Hey,
I'm
accent.
British. It's fine.
Maybe this is the... True. True.
My vagina.
My vagina.
That's like one of the thick... You know how they say like pedophile?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Which I'm watching a show right now where they say it so often that I'm like, oh, God. Stop saying pedo. Like, I can't.
Yeah, I'm thinking about his Hunger Games now.
Yeah.
Or yes. Bread. Or bread.
Someone who's really in love with Josh Hutcherson.
What did he say after the traffic light?
Crazy little woman in a one-man show.
My point, construction, holding up.
That's,
holding up.
Is it?
I think the booth is holding up more likely.
All right.
You know
true.
How construction workers always work alone and see it as a show.
Yeah. They really see what they do as performance.
I guess if you're on the catwalk.
Okay.
Listen, but yeah, the one-man show, one-woman show feels like...
The strip hole.
The strip hole.
And it's not one woman, it's one-man show. So is it... That's supposed to be like a he's the one man for her, and then...
The one man, because he's
like
just...
a show for one man kind of thing.
Ah.
Or is it just that...
You, he's the only man there
in
that
the
day.
80s, they said one-man show for everyone. Is he singing about Lucifer?
Loosen up?
Loosen up.
Oh.
That's a vagina.
That would be fun if he just said Lucifer a bunch.
I thought he was.
Because then I'd be like, yeah, I get why parents were like, rock and roll is the devil's music.
Yeah, they say it explicitly.
Yeah.
It does feel like sacrifice music now that I think about it.
But what are you sacrificing?
A woman. A woman. And the sugar, crazy little the sugar's woman. Her blood.
Pour some blood on me.
Yeah.
Ooh, in the name of love for who?
Satan.
Yeah.
Lucifer.
Man, you guys would be nightmares in a relationship. I know what you, I think I know what you meant by that. I think I can fucking interpret that.
I know what you're saying here.
You said this, but I know what you really meant.
Red light. Okay, this is done.
What were the words?
Mirror queen, mannequin, rhythm of love.
Okay, that sounds like the peephole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mannequin or mannequin?
Well, mannequin. Rhyme with queen.
I think they're trying to say mannequin, but
they
had
rhymed
the...
it. That's yeah. great.
And they did the same thing the next line because it's sweet dream, saccharine, loosen up.
I love that they're just like, just say the word wrong. It's yeah. fine. Also, mannequin that's and true. Saccharine do rhyme if they'd fucking kept it.
They should have just, yeah. Mannequin, saccharine, rhythm of love, sweet dream, mirror queen. Oh,
excuse
wow.
Excuse me, Def, I have some notes.
Def Leppard, if you guys are still alive, quick.
If you're still alive.
Hey, Adam.
No, they're alive.
Yeah.
If they're doing heroin like this, who's to say?
That's true. The drummer has one arm. Similarly, Welcome to the Jungle, which was released the exact same year, has the repeated use of the word serpentine, which we realized, again, is not a thing.
Well, it is a thing. It's an adjective, though, and he uses right. it as a noun multiple times.
But it's just like a lot of words being used incorrectly just for rhyming.
Hey, cocaine 80s.
I get annoyed when nouns become verbs more so. Like, well, I hate when people adulting. Are like, well, adulting is so bad that it's like, now it's
funny.
Journaling.
You don't journal?
That's not a verb.
You don't journal?
You can write in a journal.
It's spoken like a true non-journaling person.
Woof. Woof.
Clearly you haven't been aroused to the magic of journaling.
Oh, boy. Oh,
aroused to the magic of journaling.
You can log. You can log your journal.
But log is a noun. I guess it's
it
also
can be both.
Verb. Well, who's to say that journal isn't also a verb?
It's not.
Okay. So it's you? You were to say?
Yeah.
She's wiser than us. I trust her.
Oh, boy. Wise means old. She saw The Little Mermaid in the theater.
What year did that come out? I think it was the year I was born.
You know, let's take an ad break and we'll come back right with the answer. And we're back! 1989.
No! Gosh darn it! I changed my bet to 92.
Yeah. Oh, also we took bets in the break.
That is the year I was born.
I like that you're the one in control and you still brought us back in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
Just really needed people to know that listening to this sex heroin song, we're talking about The Little Mermaid.
Oh, wait, they are doing a remake of The Little Mermaid.
Oh, wow.
That wait.
Was that off air? Are we talking about that?
This, maybe. But it says it's set for 2018, so maybe
that's not
going to happen. So where were we? Mirror Queen, Mannequin, Rhythm of Love.
Yeah, we
definitely
got that.
Sounds like a peep show lady.
It's a peep show lady.
Sweet Dream, Saccharine.
Yep.
Loosen Up.
That's for
loosen
her.
Loosen Up? What is...
her vagina.
But, yes.
Or don't be so shy. He said she was innocent earlier, so maybe he's like, you know, just don't be afraid to show me the full beef.
Maybe he's like, God, just get out of your circle and come into my little box. Loosen up.
Yeah.
Loosen up. Yeah. But it feels like he goes between saying, like, she's like a tramp, like a video vamp, to being like, oh, she's so innocent, she needs to loosen up.
Maybe the loosen up is to him. Like, I'm in here to, like, loosen up.
Yeah, listen, I know I'm paying you to strip, but, like, I don't know, like, what was your dad like?
Is that loosening up?
Maybe. Maybe it means it, like, emotionally.
Oh.
So,
yeah,
like,
whenever anyone asks about my dad, I'm like, oh, good, let's relax.
I mean, it's loosening up for him. He's good, per se.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's just, like, stretch. Maybe she looks stiff. He's like, why don't you come over here, I'll rub your shoulders.
Get on that tramp.
Or, going back to the construction thing, she's really tired from a long day of hammering, and her traps are tight as hell. Tight as a
bee. Her traps?
Yeah, trapezius.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Is that your term for vagina?
Also, her like big old neck muscles. Sure. She's got them. Sledgehammers are heavy.
I did not know the word for those muscles.
I always get confused with trapezoid, which is a shape.
Right. I just assumed you mispronounced trapezoid, and I was like, I'm going to let it go.
I mean, don't fact check me. I could be saying that wrong.
We don't fact check anything.
Thank
here.
You.
Aside
Thank
from
you.
What year The Little Mermaid came out.
I love how they throw the rhythm.
This is the most theatrical singing part of this entire song. It's just threw so out the,
great.
Yeah,
we're it's getting to the fantastic. Bridge.
I do feel like so many of these hair metal songs just sound like weird arrangements of Broadway songs to me.
Yes.
Because like,
yeah,
how enthused they are and like how many words they're saying.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Like that's something that then when we got into the 90s, everyone was like, I don't fucking care.
I don't give a shit.
Grunge took over, yeah.
And I like a lot of grunge. But probably not the more, like, heavy. Like, have you guys seen the movie Sing? I'm not even going to ask. All right, what? Anyway. But, yeah, I love the enthusiasm. It's the performance of a hair metal band is, like, so wonderful.
Yes. It's theatrical.
Yeah.
It's very fun. Yeah. And I love how
Fire
this one.
Fire on stage, like.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
I got to see Van Halen. And I was, like, 20 rows back. And literally the heat from the fire cannons felt like my face was going to melt off.
Wow. Imagine being in the front row.
I know. Like, they go
I feel
for
like
it.
I would just shut down and be like, I hope I don't die. And, like, close my eyes.
That's what a way to go.
Yeah, what a way to go.
How do they handle it on stage?
Oh, I don't know. They probably just sweat so much. With that much hair, pff, you're sweating.
Maybe they have those little air conditioning things that you can get inside your...
Yeah, it's like the opposite of those pads you wear for menopause that just makes you cold.
Are you just thinking of people who tape bags of ice to their...
Nah, it's a strip. Come on. You guys never use these? It's like a Band-Aid, basically, but instead of having a bandage portion, it's just got
cold
the, like...
Band-Aids?
I've used the stick-on heating pads for injuries.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that they had specifically cold ones for... And they're for menopause? Or you're just like... Or your mom used them that way, so you grew up thinking that's what they were made for.
It was my high school history teacher.
I love that she made it known that this was happening.
And now that you bring it up, I never fact-checked her, so this could be bullshit. I just believed her because she was a teacher.
I mean... My guess is they weren't made for menopause, but I could fucking be wrong.
I mean, and also they could have... It could have just been a washcloth that she duct taped to her belly. I don't know.
A washcloth that like goes back to body temperature in 10 seconds. Like,
well, not if you stick it in the freezer. You ever do that? That's fun.
How
I'm
long
still
do
thinking
you have
this
it?
Is a bag of ice.
I used to fall asleep that way, and when I lived in a janky little apartment with no AC and the hot heat waves, I put a wet washcloth in the freezer and then put it on my face to fall asleep.
You sound like
wake up at 2 a.m.
A nurse from the Civil War, like.
Hey, listen, apartments with no AC in, like, the middle of a Los Angeles summer is pretty brutal.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
You spend all day working out of an ice bath. I did that a lot, too.
That sounds fun, though. Until you get out and you're like, oh, my entire body's pruny. Like Trumbo.
I like it, because then I can
exfoliate. You spend all day working out of an ice bath.
You never did that?
That sounds like a lyric in a hair metal song.
Spend all day working out of an ice bath.
Your improv a cappella is really working out.
Yeah. Come see our show. Our band name is Granular Cum.
No! God!
You don't get to decide what our band name is.
Oh, God, I don't know. I hate that image so much. It's, like, got crystal, like, fractals in it.
Okay, Snail Slime.
Yeah, Little
we
Miss,
support
I mentioned
you.
Snail Trail every episode.
Little Miss, see, you used it as an attitude.
Little Miss Snail Trail. If we were DJ, like, radio DJs, your name would be Little Miss Snail Trail.
No!
Sorry.
God!
Granular Cum. Granular Cum. It sounds like one of those, like, monster trucks. Like, come on down to the Granular Cum rally.
We'll have you coming for more.
Monday, cum day.
You sound like a vampire.
I'm thirsty for cum.
I am thirsty to cum. More.
Is there any podcast that is explicitly about music but talks about cum as much as we do?
No. I think we are the premier music podcast that's actually about cum.
We're just going to change our, like, header image to just be like the number one podcast about cum on
our
iTunes.
Our mascot's just a big old sperm, but he's got like glasses on.
You Aww, think it's so the ghost? Cute. It's the Ghostbusters Stay Puft Man. Nope, that's cum.
With sunglasses because he's into jazz.
Let's get back to the lyrics. He says, "You gotta squeeze a little, tease a little more. Ooh. Easy operator, come a knocking on my door."
So he's saying he's easy to make cum.
I guess.
That's what he's saying.
Well,
squeeze a little, tease a little. Sounds like sex to me.
And now I'm done. Now I'm good to go.
You know, yin and yang.
Spoken like someone that's for sure had sex before.
You gotta bop it, then a twist it, and a pull it a little more.
Bop it. The game for kids and sex.
Yeah. It's an instructional. Easy operator come a knocking on my door.
Yeah, so either she's easy or he doesn't take long to come. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, it sounds like he is like, I'm an easy operator, so come on over.
Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet, little miss innocent, sugar me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! I love the harmonies in this song.
They're great.
That little knocking on my door is so fun.
What's this saying?
I think so. That's where I want
to be. I like it, dude.
Does this change at all?
No, except there's like a... Yeah. That's so annoying. Does that bother you guys?
What?
No, I like it.
That one note sustained throughout the whole thing
gets me going.
I like it because it feels like an escalation from the previous version of this course.
Yeah, listening to it in increments is hard, but I do feel like it builds.
I don't know why that just never ceasing the whole time, never changing.
Are you a musical person?
Ish, adjacent.
Yeah, I'm not.
She is.
So I'm just like, yeah, all sounds good.
I wish I was gone. I never noticed it until now, and now I can't. That's the only thing I can focus on. It's like that part in God Only Knows where like, bah, bah, bah. I can't. That's all I hear.
I like it.
All right. Fair enough. That's an easy punch up. Take that out.
Well, that's exactly what I did. No,
everything else exactly the same.
So after that, there is like a long instrumental break that is 28 seconds.
Jesus. Is that a reverse drum?
I think so.
This feels like a different song.
Yeah.
Whoa, back to this. Does this sound like We Will Rock You? Back to this again. They're stalling.
It's like, what do we fucking got? Anyone, anybody got any lyrics?
This sounds like a jam that they just put on the song.
But it's also not long enough to be really a jam.
I've sudden newfound respect for Welcome to the Jungle since the bridge is like a movement in that song.
I'm telling you, Welcome to the Jungle is a masterpiece.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, it's great.
It is great.
Yeah. I feel like so many Guns N' Roses songs are amazing. And
yes.
Axl is yet again another problematic man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the entire band is probably not great.
Rob, that's probably true. You got the peaches, I got the green. Sweet to taste. Sad for me. It's not hot. I say why. Stick
that sweet.
It's such
head,
a
head.
Yeah, they pick very weird places to do the call and response. I did clip those out too because
thank
it's funny.
Thank you, God. You got the peaches, I got the cream. Saccharine,
hot, white, sweet. Head, my feet.
What?
Ha! Ha!
Ha!
Saccharine!
It's not that there's like no rhythm to it.
No.
I'm the worst person to do this podcast.
Why?
I'm like, yeah, it's great.
I think listening to it in pieces when you have like every layer broken apart is just so funny.
Oh, it cracks me up, dude. Also, the peaches, the boobs, and the creams that come.
Is that what it is in the?
Have you had sex?
Actually, no. Been trying.
Is that for real?
No, I've had sex.
Oh my God, I really can't tell what we're talking about.
The way you laughed just now is like, wait, have you?
But like, have you?
So squeezing and teasing, that makes sense to you.
Yeah, twisting. Yeah.
Well, because suddenly I was like, oh, you're bringing it up as often as like junior high boys I knew used to. Because
oh, no,
they
I'm
really
just
wanted
gross
to.
And very immature.
Oh, I don't think you're gross. I was suddenly like, oh, maybe she was telling the truth earlier and I made fun of her. And I like it
for
was
a brief
so...
moment, you were panicking that oh my, I'm a bully.
I'm a bully. She's a virgin. She's a little Miss Virgin.
I only know boobs for sucking on to get milk.
Sure.
I'm 2 years old.
You have such an incredible grasp of just the concept of sex for
yes.
a 2 year old.
Oh yes, I just came out woke.
Yeah.
You got the peaches. I got the cream.
Yeah.
So yeah, that does seem like it's like
I'm gonna
either
choose
I'm gonna come
literal.
On your butt.
Nah, it's literal.
It's literal?
They're having brunch.
You got
that's
the
nice.
Peaches, I got the cream. Peaches and cream was a big 80s thing. Like you would hear that color thrown out a lot. And I had a friend in first grade whose favorite color was peaches and cream and like thought she was the fucking coolest.
That's two colors. That's two colors.
No, it's a color. It's like a crayon.
It's like a mix.
Come on.
It's cream. Peach and cream?
Peaches and cream. It's like dirty blonde.
I hear you, but in my mind, and immediately two colors. Peach color, cream color.
It's n. Peaches and cream. Peaches
that
and
does
cream.
Make a difference. Yeah. The A and the D missing. Okay, I'm
it's
on board
yin
now.
And yang.
So he's like, good. You and me can make a crayon, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yep, that is it.
Sweet to taste, saccharine.
Nope.
Because I'm hot. Say what? Sticky sweet from my head to my feet.
I did read that they were a little bit trying to keep up with like Beastie Boys and Run DMC. So I think maybe that's the say what.
Ooh, they did not do a great job.
No.
That's true. They eclipsed them. Who talks about the Beastie Boys anymore?
What? That metaphor doesn't work anymore.
They're do just you take having sugar? Tea.
Also, oh my God.
But maybe he's like, do you do drugs?
Yeah, one lump or two.
So that's, okay, it has to be. It has to be drugs then.
I really think it's both.
Because otherwise he's asking, do you have sex?
I think
one
it's like,
lump or two.
You know how like in the song I Touched Myself?
Yeah.
It's like she sings it like it's like emotional, but everyone's like, no, that song's about masturbation. Or right. Rather, my mom told me when I was singing it in sixth grade and she was like, you know what that song's about, right?
Oh,
and I was
yes.
like, shut up, it's about spirituality.
Yep.
And then I never sing it again.
Yep. You can't be sex. It can't be sex. One lump or two, sugar, no. That's got to be drugs.
One lump or two.
What does that even mean? You want to put your nuts in her?
Yeah, one nut or two.
Do you take sugar? It's my nuts. This whole time it's been the nuts. We were off base.
Oh, God.
I'm done. This song doesn't make sense. Unless it's about heroin, in which case
everyone's
got it wrong.
Oh, that one line is what ruins it?
It just, because now if it's sex, it's a mixed metaphor and I'm mad.
You're right.
I'm mad about it.
He just wanted some, he's like, do you want some peaches and cream and some tea? And do you want one lump or two? It's very straightforward.
Okay, so no, he moved away from the metaphor and he's been literal since the bridge.
This is,
yes.
Yeah, okay,
it's all just
okay.
food talk now. He's yeah. like, all right, we're having a potluck. Do you want sugar? One lump or two?
He's like, I ran out of lyrics. I just started reading my grocery list.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, this is just the ending, the only part that changes.
No, that annoying guitar is changing.
Escalating.
Now it's shredding. Come get it. Wow, now it's really wailing.
Yeah. It's still like quiet in the background.
Wow. That's how it ends?
Yeah.
That was a bold choice.
Isn't it?
I don't think I've ever heard the end of that song.
I definitely have not. But yeah, it's just pour some sugar on me repeated with like different things to break up the.
I genuinely am
not. Come get it!
I don't know what that song's about. I thought I did when we came in, and now I'm leaving bewildered, confused, a little hurt. I don't know.
Look, I think you both had very valid interpretations. It seems like it starts off being construction, then turns into man at a peep show, and then they're at a picnic.
Yeah. Well, heroin was a very. That's the only one that holds up on all fronts, I feel like. Even the peep show, I don't get anymore with the one lump or two.
Well, and then when you have the throw in that reference to the other song, I think he's a little all over the place here.
It's not supposed to make sense, right?
I think a lot of the times too, I mean, it just feels like they're like, what's a rhyme?
Right.
Like, that works.
Get into might poetry have been the then.
It might have been the heroin.
Don't write a song. I expect this song to be a fully fleshed out storyline.
I feel exactly what I felt before, which is this song is nonsense.
If it came on, I would skip it every time. But if it was on and I had no
control,
I would probably sing.
Oh along. Yeah, no, this comes on anywhere. I'm still just like doing the like dune dune dune. The We Will Rock You like
that's
stomp clap, but for this.
Oh, I'd be psyched anytime yeah. this came on. I'd be like, yeah,
it's a great song. It's exciting.
Would you
I love it?
Would you feel at all inclined to do like a sexual or provocative dance to it?
No.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. I would. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that I saw it and now in my head they're associated or if it is just like an organic thing in my body. I'm like,
now that I think about it, actually, yeah. It's like just slow enough that you can't really do any fast dance to it. So you do have to kind of, yeah.
I want
to
knee slide across a packed room of men and tear my shirt off and then have them throw money at me.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens in Rock of Ages.
I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either.
I was like, I think that just happened on the new Queer Eye. But it was a fireman, and he hurt his knees.
Oh yeah. Oh god, that fucking. He's in shorts and he. Why did he?
That... A hard one.
I think he didn't. He saw the other guys doing it. Didn't put the connection with that they had knee pads on, and then just went for it.
And he gets like floor burned.
I mean,
had a mattress.
I feel for him though, because when I was in sixth grade, I had seen guys like jump curbs with their bikes, and all I saw was them ride super fast towards a curb and then it jumped.
Oh no.
So I decided to try it, and I just rode as fast as I could towards a curb.
Oh my god, your vagina! Oh no!
Oh, I just went over the handlebars, on splat.
Yeah. I don't know if that's worse or if slamming your pelvis on the handlebars and where it's like that kind of pain that you can't articulate, where you're like,
yeah, that sounds bad too.
Demi.
Yes.
Demi did the punch up this week.
I sure did.
Frankly, I don't know what part of that song you would jump off of.
Well, for me, I was just sort of like, the message is all over. It's everywhere. And I can't figure out what he was singing about. So I wanted to make it more specific about the sugar and just how it's like he's singing to something that he loves that is sweet and is potentially a woman.
Uh-huh.
So I just rewrote it as if it were more defined. And sort of the effect of what would happen of a love that was more defined.
I love that.
So, without further explanation, here's what I did.
Pour it on me, baby. You shred, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, I played all of this again.
Loving like a Kit Kat, breaking me apart. You're my little Valentine's candy heart. Thomas with your style like a Charleston chew. Sexy little lady, you're my baby Ruth. Sweet in the middle like a gummy bear is. Put you on my froyo like a Hershey kiss. Worth every penny, you're 100 grand. The hottest little topping in this yogurt land. Come on! Lift a spoonful out the cup. Bite that candy piece and holy fuck! I just busted my tail. Trying to bite through you. I just busted my tail. The froyo made you hard to chew. I just busted my tail. Got my front teeth split in two. You're solid, cold as ice. Can I get a discount?
No, it's full price.
You need the contrast narrator for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, red light, yellow light, speeding in the car. Racing to the dentist like a fast break bar. Waiting room forms, gotta answer questions. Lucky that my dentist takes walk-in sessions. No appointment needed. Sitting there, waiting there, holding in pain. Spy a little bowl of candy canes. No, I shouldn't eat one. Tooth is still fucked. But them sexy little stripes got me all horned up. Horny for the candy canes. Grab a candy cane. Take a bite. Way to go, dummy. You broke them twice. I just busted my tail. Ooh, for the second time. I just busted my tail. Both my top canines. I just busted my tail. By my own design. So good, sticky sweet.
Do you own a toothbrush? These teeth are surprisingly weak.
No.
Cut out that long instrumental.
Thank you. Already better.
You got the candy, I got the dish. Gelatin baby, sweet as fish. Tucker says I gotta lay off the sweets. Says my gums shouldn't bleed every time I eat. But can I have sugar?
I specifically said to avoid. Are you listening at all?
Got a plus four, starting now. One more candy cane on the way out.
Oh, shit.
I just busted my tail. Ooh, the third time was rough. I just busted my tail. Now the whole top row's fucked. I just busted my tail. That's probably enough. But I won't stop eating the stuff. I just busted my tail. Ooh, I love eating
Candace.
I just busted my tape.
I'm not gonna stop eating this shit.
I just busted my tape.
I'll chew it with the gums.
I just busted my tape.
Holy shit. You are like, if you had existed when Weird Al did, he'd never have a career. And I love Weird Al, but that was insane.
This is the most Weird Al I think this podcast has ever gotten.
Oh, definitely.
Because I just was like, oh, it's go a different it. Song entirely.
Just that, go for it.
And yet, pretty much the same concept.
Yeah.
You just took it literally. This guy really likes sugar.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Man, you hit all the good candies. Charleston
I really did.
Chew.
I looked up a list of candies. 100
grand. I wondered if you had, because I was like, that's so many.
The first verse, I kept imagining one of those, like, poster boards that people would do in school where they would, like, write a couple words
oh, yeah.
and then replace a word with a candy
like
bar.
Like how they'd ask people to prom where yeah. it's, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, like, I, Charleston, choose you. That was, I'm just going to need a while.
No joke. I recorded that yesterday. I lost my voice for the remainder of the day just trying to replicate those screams.
They were so spot on.
Yeah. But
yeah,
like,
you got it.
Thank you. Those guys, the screaming, it's a talent.
Yeah. How, like, they must have had to have recovery time between concerts on tour.
I guess.
It depends if they were trained or not. There is a way to sing that doesn't hurt your voice.
Wait, and scream like
know.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I doubt they knew it. I'm just guessing they weren't classically trained. Can't be sure.
They weren't
I don't
even
know.
Classically trained in how sex works.
Because they're so busy being classically trained in music.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't have time for
it's
sex.
One or the other.
They're virgins, just like me.
I love this new branding, Little Miss Snail Trail.
Ew, God!
You did this to yourself.
I think it's time.
You can't punch this.
Aaron, you gotta kick us off, girl.
Oh, yeah.
The guest of honor. Shout out a song you love.
Okay, I'll shout out.
Did you have a song specifically picked and then you forgot it?
No, I totally. Oh. You texted me and I was like, good, good. And then I my mind went
you
elsewhere.
You got shit to do.
Yeah, I had to read a novel for 4 hours.
Finally getting around to Infinite Jest.
Oh, God. Let's go with In the Arms of the Angels by Sarah McLachlan.
Okay.
Woo!
Is that the song you particularly love?
I do love Sarah McLachlan. I love that song. And I feel like it's very, like, poetic. So if there's parts that aren't necessarily, like, to the point, yeah. she's a very good writer.
Yeah.
I am, one of the great sadnesses of my time is that I was too young for Lilith Fair. I would have fucking loved to go to Lilith
Fair. Is Lilith Fair not still a thing?
Mm-mm. And it was everybody I loved. And then by the time I could have gone, it wasn't going on anymore. Sarah McLachlan being the number one. She's amazing.
She's amazing. And so is Ani DiFranco.
Yep.
Love Ani DiFranco. Love, yeah, all those women from that time
yep.
were my favorites. The women of the 90s had way better music in my mind. Except for, like, I mean, I love Nirvana.
My pick is another song from 1987. I don't think it's hair metal, but I think it's the closest that women would have come to doing hair metal around this time. And it's Alone by Heart.
Oh.
Always got by on my own. I never really cared to. You know this song.
That's a great pick.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that, like, you can't sing half-heartedly.
Yeah.
Like, just the way that they sing it is, like, even they go high and then the harmony is going even higher than that.
Yeah.
It's just such a great song.
That's a great
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
The classic 1990 jam, Hold On, by Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great song.
From the same
song.
League apart. Yeah.
Aaron, where can people find you on the internet and or in real life? What's your home address?
Oh, God.
don't forget zip code.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Girl with a Tail, and you can see me live at Largo and UCB with my team Wild Horses and on StitcherPremium.com/Wild Horses with our podcast.
That's amazing, dude. Yeah. It's very funny. Can't recommend it enough.
Thank you.
Of course.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This was so fun.
What a
fun.
Treat.
This is great.
Thanks for putting up with our bullshit.
Are you kidding? I got a band out of it.
You did.
Can't wait to start practicing.
1, 2, 3. Take it to the street.
I thought you said take it to the scream, and I was like, whoa, you guys really are connected.
We practiced that before. Meow, where can people find you?
At Meow and at Meow Monster, at Demi at Electro Lemon.
I'm not at Demi anywhere.
And we'll at you in real life.
Sure.
At this is I'm talking at you. He's at Electro Lemon at sign.
Yep.
There
three,
you go.
No, I was about to just say my address. And
3
I was like,
2 3.
That's yeah.
A phone number. It doesn't matter. You can find us at punchupthejam or punchupthejam@gmail.com if you have suggestions of song to sing in.
Yes, email us.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.